You may already know about StoryCorps. They record oral histories and conversations between loved ones and then archive them at the Library of Congress. They recently launched a new initiative called Out Loud, which records the stories of the LGBTQ community. To kick things off, Darnell Moore. When he was a teenager in the late 1980s, Darnell lived in Camden, New Jersey. Back then, he didn't know that he was gay, but he did know he was an outcast. At StoryCorps, Darnell told his friend Brian Epps about growing up in his neighborhood. And a warning, you'll hear some disrespectful language.
At 13, I was a nerd. I took such great pride in wearing dress pants and button-up shirts, unfortunate white socks, like I was a preacher. And my grandmother would send us to the store, and I hated going to the store because I know that somewhere between my grandmom's house and the store would be somebody wanting to pick on me for some reason. So at the time, I was coming from the store. It was broad daylight, and I see a group of boys walking towards me, and I knew that something was going to happen. As they approached me, they called me names, faggot, sissy, and they had a milk carton. I didn't know what it was filled with, but it spilled a bit, and it was gasoline. My next-door neighbor was one of the young men, and he emptied the gasoline on me. I recall him attempting to light a match, and it just wouldn't light. That happened about 3 times. And by the time he tried to light the match again, my aunt had came outside. I just remember my aunt dragging me to the local hospital with gasoline in my eyes. And I smelled like that for like 24 hours. I was never really angry. I just was embarrassed. You know, I was picked on in front of teachers, in front of adults on streets. So I was used to it. And I don't know why it took me into adulthood to actually get in my head that that was literally somebody trying to end my life.
Do you know where they are now?
I don't. Actually, I tried to search for the one neighbor in particular who poured the gasoline on me. And it's so funny, you know, in recalling this story, even while the other guys are punching me, I was only focused on him because I think I've always wanted his friendship. I just never imagined that a kid who knows your name, who lives in the same neighborhood with you, would want to do something like that. I wish I could have asked, why would you want to light me on fire? What did I do to make him want to do that?
Darnell Moore speaking to Brian Epps in New York. Darnell now mentors LGBTQ teens. That interview is part of StoryCorps Out Loud, recording the stories of the LGBTQ community. If there's someone you would like to interview, or if you'd like to add your own story to the Library of Congress, visit StoryCorps.org.